In the name of threefolded God, Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us fold our hands and quiet in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for these services. We thank you that you are with us. You have always been and will always be with us. Thank you for lovely moments and days that you have granted us. Also the hard days that you have been helping then. Thank you for all the good. We will now pray the Lord's Prayer. As Jesus has taught us, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now we can hear God's word from the first book of Samuel, 17:32. And David said to Saul, "Let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine." And Saul said to David, "Thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, but he a man of war from his youth." And David said unto Saul, "Thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him, and smote him, and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard, and smote him, and slew him." David said, "Moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion, and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine." And Saul said unto David, "Go, and the Lord be with thee." And the Philistine looked about and saw David. He disdained him, for he was but a youth, and ruddy, and out of fair countenance. And the Philistine said unto David, "Am I a dog, that thou comest to me with staves?" And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. Then said David to Philistine, "Thou comest to me with a sword, and with a spear, and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied." And it came to pass, when the Philistine arose, and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hasted, and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand in his bag, and took thence a stone, and slung it, and smote to the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. I was a little worried to come here to keep these services, but when I was able to talk with these kids, they said that they're not afraid to come. So I'm not so afraid anymore. Your children, even in your home Zion, You can ask if you could, for example, read the text. This helps us speakers, and it feels good when we're together organizing these services. Now we will talk about the fight of David and Goliath. You just heard how David won Goliath. It was a war situation. There were the Philistines on the other hill. And on the other side there were the Israels. There were God's children there. The war had not yet begun. They were ready to be fighting. When from the midst of Philistines came the soldier Goliath, who was very big, great, and he yelled to the Israels and said, "Who will win me?" If someone will win me, all the Philistines will become slaves to the Israels, and vice versa. This was the situation. But let us stop for a while to think. Who were the Philistines and the people of Israel? You can see a picture of David. David belonged to the people of Israel. He was a young man. David's father had... David was a shepherd of his father's sheep. It was an important task. And David was obedient to his parents. And he did what his parents said him to do, told him to do. It is said in God's word, that when we're obedient to the Heavenly Father, there's a promise. You can say when you read the Bible that there was this blessing in David's life when he did what his parents told him to do. Also, the parents said to David that go and see how our other children are doing in the battlefield. It was war time. We as parents are often worried about our kids. And often parents pray for their children. I think also David's father prayed for his children. And he said to David that go and take food for those that are in the battlefield. So David was obedient and went to the battlefield. There he noticed that the fight was not yet going on. And he heard how Goliath a great soldier was shouting threats, and the Israelites were afraid. So David began to ask what was going on. Saul was the king that time, and he heard that David was asking things like that, and he told to get David to him. The people was afraid of them, shouting of Goliath. They were running to their tents, but there is one boy, young boy, David, who was speaking differently. I think there are also many kids here the same age as David. The Bible doesn't say exactly how old David was, but maybe he was a beardless young man, maybe 15 years old, or young, even younger. So David came to the king, saying that, "Do not fear." The king said that, "You're just a young man. You can't fight against him. And this Goliath has been a warrior since his youth. It's not going to work out." But then David said that God is with him. And he had been fighting against a lion and a bear. God had given him gifts so that he could win these fights. And David said that God is with me. Who can be against us if God is with us? Here you can see a picture. There's Goliath with a huge spear and a large axe. And the tip of the spear weighed about 7 kilograms. And the armor the Goliath was wearing weighed maybe 50 kilograms. Maybe the same as David. It was heavy, and he was in a battle gear. David went to Goliath. First, Goliath said that Philistine said unto David, "Am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves?" And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. Then said David to the Philistine, "Thou comest to me with a sword, and with a spear, and with a shield. But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied." Goliath became angry and started running towards David. And also David went to meet Goliath. He took a sling . There was a rock inside. And he slung this towards Goliath. And the rock hit Goliath on his forehead, and he fell down and eventually died. This is how David won this great Goliath with the strength of God. What does this text tell us? This is also a spiritual picture of fight. Did you know that we all are in a battlefield right now? But are we fighting against people? No. We are fighting against spirits. Against the enemy of souls. And the temptations of our own flesh. This is what we have even now. When we think about this battle, the enemy of the soul is powerful. He seems to be very frightening. He's threatening us that you're such a poor warrior. It's not worth believing. But the enemy of souls is a liar from the very first. It is not worth believing him. The enemy of souls wants that he would win the battle. But what does God say unto us? God has promised to give us equipment against the enemy of souls and sin. He gives us power and strength to battle. We have these smaller or bigger moments of battle, maybe at home. Sometimes you want to say something hurtful to someone. Or if mother or father has denied, forbidden us from doing something, like eating ice cream. Then you might accidentally take some ice cream anyway. So we have these wrong actions, moments of conflict. Remember this, that God's word reminds us so that we would not be tired in this battle. We older ones might have different temptations than you smaller ones. We're in the same battlefield against the enemy of souls and our own flesh. This is the life of God's children, and this is why Jesus came unto the earth, so that we could win this battle and once get in the everlasting life. We have this lovely thing that even though we're in a battle, no one can win us. This is Jesus' word. He has promised to be with us every day until the end of our lives and carry us to heaven's home. And he has said that my Father is greater than any other, and no one can take you from my Father's hand. We're safe and secure as God's children. Just this motto is that He spreads His wings over you and you're safe beneath them. In our everyday life, remember that the gospel is the power of God. When sin comes, which is sure that it comes every day, and you might have feeling that you need to hide some things and sins, and you don't want to tell anyone about them. As in the paradise happened to Eve and Adam, they were also hiding before God. But God encourages us to go to the throne of grace. What does it mean that you hear, that you can believe, all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood? And you can be of good cheer. May the battle be whatever you can be secured. Even at these children's services, may this gospel encourage us all. You can all be of good cheer and believe all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and atonement blood. And so trust that God will not forsake us. And God is with us even in difficult situations. He will see your situation and will help you. In these battles, you get wounded, but Jesus will heal you. He's the good shepherd, and He calls you again and again to this kingdom. Even at these children's services, if someone has come here feeling that I have gone lost and I would like to believe my sins forgiven, this gospel also belongs to you. You may believe unbelief and all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and atonement blood. And begin following Lord Jesus and our flock. This is a lovely flock of God's children, where it is always spoken that fear not. May the battles be whatever. God will help us and give us strength to believe. I guess we should go into the end. But God will help us and we will reach heaven's home under the blessing of God. We can believe all latest sins and temptations forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us quiet in the benediction. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.